Welcome to the Chris Raby Show on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. It is the Thursday, May 13th, 2021 edition of the program. Cardinals, a little afternoon game. Today, Jack Flaherty on the mound. We're going to talk some Cardinals baseball with Kyle MacLellan in just a moment from the Ophthalmology Associates Studios. Don't forget, go to youreyedoc.com, youreyedoc.com, and see what the doctors at Ophthalmology Associates, Dr. Greg Birdy, Dr. Ranjan Malhotra, Dr. Robert Brasati, and Dr. Andrew Royer can do for you. The doctors at Ophthalmology Associates are the best. They are the doctors because more doctors trust them with their eyes than anyone else. So shouldn't you trust Ophthalmology Associates? Give them a call at 314-966-5000. Schedule an appointment. Schedule a consultation. And tell them that Chris Raby sent you. I want you to do that because it doesn't matter if you are a glasses or contacts lens wearer. It doesn't matter if you've been thinking about LASIK. It doesn't matter if your eyes have been really, really good. You still need to get in and you still need to have your eyes checked by the doctors at Ophthalmology Associates. If insurance covers the visit, then why wouldn't you? It's a no-brainer. So go to youreyedoc.com or call 314-966-5000. Go in to see the doctors at Ophthalmology Associates and tell them you heard about them on the Chris Raby Show on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. All right, Kyle MacLellan joins us on the show. Cardinals and Brewers this afternoon, getting started in just a bit. Cardinals continue to play some very, very good baseball. Kyle, what's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Good to be back with you.
Yeah, good to be with you. Pitching has been one of the names of the game for the Cardinals. What's impressed you most to this point, Kyle, about the way the Cardinals have gone about it and the way that they've been able to navigate, again, a season that's more normal than last year, but still is not normal compared to what we're used to with Major League Baseball?
Well, I, you know, coming into this season, to me, starting pitching was going to be the key for this team. Offensively, they're going to be fine. Defensively, they're going to be fantastic, was kind of what I thought coming in. And I think we've really seen that play out. First time or two through the rotation, obviously some concerns, and the record wasn't that great. All of a sudden, the starting rotation starts to figure it out, and then they're really starting to take off. They're settling in offensively. It's a fun team to watch, and I think that's kind of been – the complaint the last few years is, you know, there's just not a whole lot. You sit back and wait for the home run, not a whole lot going on. This team's a lot different than teams that we've seen, and the starting pitching has been good. It's going to stem around that starting pitching, though. If that starting pitching falters, you know, it's going to take a toll on the team a little bit. The bullpen's really good. You know, the fact that you can lose a Jordan Hicks for a little while and be totally fine is a huge luxury. And so the Cardinals are in good shape. They got a lot of good arms down there. When they get him back and healthy, it's going to make them just even better. But all in all, it's been a fun team to watch all year.
Yeah, I know sometimes we take depth and pitching depth for granted a bit, but we really are seeing the pitching depth and we're seeing the benefits of the organizational depth to this point, aren't we?
Yeah, you are. I mean, you're seeing guys that are coming up and stepping up from, you know, the AAA team and come in and fill some spots here and there. I think John Gant's a big guy that can kind of go either way. He can, you know, pitch out of the bullpen some big innings like we've seen. He can start and give you some really good starts. So, you know, they got a lot of options, and I think it's nice to have. It never hurts to have a whole bunch of guys that throw mid to upper 90s. You know, that's a nice thing. And you got young guys that do that are developing, that are trying to figure out their pitches. And they can do that here because they're not thrown into these huge high leverage situations, because you got guys that can handle that, guys that have developed, that have, you know, taken really nice steps over the last few years. Alex Reyes has been fantastic, you know, and really closed down the back end of the game. And again, the starters have been good. They've been going deep. And anytime the starter can go six or seven, it makes it a heck of a lot easier on the bullpen. You start going five innings, you start taxing guys, and it gets a lot more difficult.
Yeah, man, I've loved watching Alex Reyes at the back end of the bullpen. And, you know, what a road it's been for him over the last couple of years. And I just don't know if you could ask for anything more to this point, A, that he's healthy, B, that he looks so comfortable back there, and C, you're right, he's such a dynamic arm back there to go along with the rest of the dynamic arms. They can throw all different looks at teams through the bullpen, especially if they're playing with a lead until they get to Reyes.
Yeah, I mean, that, you know, he's you can't help but cheer for that guy. I mean, he's had such a rocky road up until now, and you just want him to be healthy, you know, and go out there and show what he can do. I mean, this guy's been on the prospect list for a long time, a guy that people wanted to see, and just hasn't been able to give you a lot in terms of being healthy for a long period of time. And so hopefully this is the year where he can do it, because we all know what he's capable of doing and what his stuff possesses. But yeah, I mean, they can mix up the looks before you get to him. And then you get to him, and man, he's just been flat out nasty.
Kyle McClellan with us as we talk a little Cardinals baseball. We'll see Jack Flaherty this afternoon. What's impressed you about Jack? And it seems, Kyle, like it's almost ho-hum what he's done to this point. You look at his numbers, they're so good. But have you seen Jack start to take maybe that next step in his progression as a player?
Yeah, he's, you know, coming in, that's the one thing we said is, you know, you can give a guy the ace title and label, but it takes time to develop into that. And we got to see that early on with Adam Wainwright. My first year was 2008, and I feel like that was kind of really when he started to take on that ace role. And it was hard because you had Chris Carpenter there, you know, so they were kind of the co-aces, but he really developed and started to figure out who he was as a pitcher and how he could most utilize that to help his team. And Jack's starting to do that. Early on, he was just picking and picking and picking and throwing so many pitches and going deep in the counts. And his stuff's so good, he doesn't have to do that. He can come right after guys and challenge them. And I would say his last three, maybe four starts, I mean, that's what he's done. He's come right after guys. And because of that, he's gone deeper into the game, which is going to help you win more games. When you're out there longer and hold the lead and not asking the bullpen to carry longer loads, you're going to get more wins. And even if you're tied or behind, the longer you stay out there, the better chance you're giving your offense to come back and get you some support. And you can get a couple wins that way. So I think it's paying off for him. I think he's seeing it. And nobody better than to have Adam Wainwright there to help him along with that process, because he was there, 12, 13 years ago, going through the same stuff Jack is.
All right, we'll get back to Kyle McClellan in just a moment. We are broadcasting from the Ophthalmology Associates studios, and I need you to give them a call at 314-966-5000. Dr. Greg Birdy, Dr. Ranjan Malhotra, Dr. Robert Brasati, and Dr. Andrew Royer are the best in the business. Schedule an appointment with Ophthalmology Associates. Get in to see them or see them over telehealth and make sure that your eyes are working as well as they can be. Make sure that you're not going to have any issues down the road because you had your annual eye exam. Make sure that if you're a glasses or contact lens wearer, if you're thinking about LASIK, you have all the boxes checked. That's where the doctors at Ophthalmology Associates come in. Their website is youreyedoc.com. You can head to the website right now and see what they can do for you. And when you give them a call at 314-966-5000, tell them that you heard about them on the Chris Raby Show on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Make your appointment, whether it's in their great offices or if it's over telehealth, get your eyes looked at by the best. Get your eyes looked at by the doctors at Ophthalmology Associates. Again, 314-966-5000. Tell them you heard about them on the Chris Raby Show on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Yeah, you know Wainwright so well. How fun has it been to watch him and what he continues to do, how he continues to evolve as a pitcher?
It's been fun just to see him the other day go out there in that game, you know, with Yadi. Man, I was yelling at the TV. My kids were yelling, trying to just hope he could get that last couple outs, you know. But for him to be doing this and pitching at this level still, as consistently as he has just been a lot of fun. And you can tell he's having a blast. I mean, it's just – watching his face and watching him out there pitching, there's nowhere he'd rather be.
Pretty amazing, man. Like, I think sometimes, and one of the things I've talked a lot about is taking for granted how long it can take a pitcher to progress and how just difficult it is. And looking at, like, Carlos, who I know, you know, hit the IL a couple of days ago, but is putting together a really nice season. He's pitching at age 29 right now. That's the age Chris Carpenter was when he came to the Cardinals from Toronto. You know, like, it takes a long time sometimes for these guys to figure out and to put everything together in the big leagues, because it's really, really tough.
Yeah. Well, it's tough to do it for as a starter for, you know, a long period of time throughout the games and then consistently throughout the season. It just takes a long time to, you know, the best pitchers, they don't have those peaks and valleys. They're just consistently good. They might have one bad game, but they're right back out of it. You know, they don't slump for very long. Same thing as hitters. You know, they go into little slumps here, but they can get out of it really quickly. And it's just learning who you are as a pitcher, what sequences work best for you, how you can set guys up, reading hitters, all that type of stuff. And it just takes a long time to develop. It's not something you can do overnight. It's not something that, you know, somebody can just tell you and you do. You have to experience it. You have to go through those ups and downs. And you know, the Carlos, like you said, is 29, and there's still a ton left in there. I'd still like to see him be a little more consistent. I feel like every time he throws that first inning, you're not really sure what you're going to get, if he's going to be fully focused and ready to go. And, you know, he's had some rough games this year, but he's also had some really good games. And when he's on, his stuff is as good as anybody's. But it's just being able to stay locked in mentally for the length of the game and not losing your focus at all. You can't. And by the time you lose it, the other team's capitalizing.
Cal, what impresses you about what we've seen from this lineup? And over the last couple of years, the pitching has been very good at times. The defense has been good, but the lineup has been what has hampered the team a little bit. But we're starting to see that come into form, and we're starting to see a more consistent day in and day in output from the offense.
Yeah, and I think that helps. Having that consistent lineup helps. You know, you want to get guys at bats and make sure they're staying fresh, but your core guys got to go. And I think we're starting to see that people are settling in. You're getting, you know, you got Bader back, who's kind of, you know, been out in center field playing great defense out there, and he's hitting, you know, he's really offensively, this has been one of his best stretches. So that's been good to see. And, you know, I just think with Goldschmidt and Arenado in the middle of that, I mean, man, that is, that's something we haven't had in a while, where you have two of those guys in the middle. You can pitch around one, you can't pitch around both of them. And so I think it's really going to help. And then you got the complimenting guys around it that are doing a great job. And like I said, it's fun. It's fun to watch them. They're not just sitting back waiting for the home run. They're stringing some hits together. They're running the bases well. You know, it's all in all, it's been, you know, to turn on the games and watch has been entertaining. Where again, I think the last few years, that's been the complaint. It's just, it hasn't been a fun brand of baseball, and defensively and offensively, I think this team's a lot different.
It's just fun to watch Arenado defensively on a day-to-day basis, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. He's I mean, everybody knew he was good. I think, you know, you see the highlights every once in a while, but to see, you know, not just the highlights he makes, but just the consistency he has and just his presence, you can tell, I mean, this guy's been embraced immediately when he got here as a leader. And it just seems like the absolute perfect fit for him here. And you know, he settled in really nicely, and it's fun to watch him hit too. I'll tell you that. It's you know, every time he comes up, my son goes nuts. It's his favorite player, and you know, every time he expects him to hit a home run, and he's hit a fair share of them. But it's been a lot of fun to watch.
Kyle McClellan, appreciate it, man. We will enjoy watching the Cardinals and Brewers wrap up today, and watch the Cardinals continue to march along. We'll talk soon, brother.
All right, thank you.
All right, a big thanks to Kyle McClellan. A big thanks to Ophthalmology Associates, as well, as we broadcast from the Ophthalmology Associates studios. Don't forget, you can always email me, chris@scoopswithdannymac.com. You can tweet me at CHRABE. Go Cardinals. We will be back tomorrow for the Friday edition of the show. Until then, this has been another edition of the Chris Rabe Show on scoopswithdannymac.com from the Ophthalmology Associates studios. As always, I'm Chris, saying be nice to each other. Peace.